Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Praise God. I just want to title this morning, The Shadow. The Shadow. And let's pray this morning and ask for God's help. Can we do that together? We lean on you this morning.
The witness of your Spirit today be about us today. Let the anointing destroy the yokes of bondage. Lord, find the heart of the Spirit today.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We lean on you this morning. We lean on you this morning. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated this morning. I want to talk about the shadow this morning. You know, it's very important that we understand that it's not where we are that is so very important. We got a hum in there somewhere. Praise the Lord. Brother Greg to the rescue. That's going to drive me batty before I get finished here this morning. Well, praise God. It's not so important where we are right now, but it is very important the direction that we are headed. I have, over the years of serving the Lord and preaching and pastoring, thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Pastor to the rescue this morning. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've seen those who were in the church and they were headed out of the church. And then at the very same time, I've seen those that were outside of the church headed to the church at the very same time. And one may be in a Sunday night service, and the other may be in the bar room. But if nothing changes, the two are going to cross. One is coming and one is going. For you see, it's not so important where you are this morning. It's the direction that you're headed. And in living for God and in life, we've got to see that it is that the direction that is so very, very important. Folks, we cannot afford to become complacent.
You're right.
We cannot afford to be unmoved by the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. We've got to be a people that are always striving to go higher.
Right. Right, right, right.
A people that are always striving to go forward. Amen. And closer to the Lord and closer to His Word. Pastor, could you help me this morning?
Yes, sir.
Give me Philippians chapter 3, and I want to read verse 9 through verse 16, and that will be a big help to me this morning. Philippians chapter 3, you can turn there with us here this morning. And Paul addressed this issue of the direction that we are headed. Paul was a great man. He was a very accomplished individual in the work of the Lord, but he had an idea that we need to have. Could you read for us this morning?
What
verse 9 through verse 16.
And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before.
Yes.
I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in God of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing.
Somebody said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we could go all day on that one.
Yes.
Paul understood completely that it's not where you are that's so important, but it is the direction that you're headed in your life that's so important. And the wise man Solomon gave us this nugget of truth when he talked about light and darkness. The way of the righteous is as the shining light that shines by more and more unto the perfect day. In other words, when we start out with God, now if you'll let me just have my head here this morning like you would a horse. Well, praise God. Maybe an ox this morning. The wise man gave us this nugget of truth when he talked about light and darkness. When we started out with the Lord, and I know this has been my experience, when I started out with the Lord, I started out in darkness. Now, let me explain that this morning before you judge what I'm saying. As a new convert, I felt like I was in dark about everything.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And I could tell you this morning that everybody in the church had halos and wings. Everybody in the church was perfect except for me. And they knew the Word of God. They had it all together. They understood the Word. And the questions I had were so very, very basic. But yet, to me, they were so very, very profound. It was like someone had been in the darkness for a long time, and just a little bit of light of the Word was completely overwhelming. Maybe you didn't experience that, but that's what I experienced. And after a time of study and prayer, the light became brighter. And then it became even more bright. And now I can understand things that were completely out of the realm of knowledge. Amen. And I want to say this morning, we can never stop that pursuit.
That's right.
Of going higher and going further.
That's right.
Deeper and deeper into the revelation of the Word of God. Amen. We started out like 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Could I get you to read for me this morning, Pastor? Putting him on the spot here this morning. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 6 and 7. Praise the Lord.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness,
yes,
hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Well, praise the Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
There's another message right there. God, amen. Everybody said God.
God,
who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. To give us knowledge, to give us understanding, to give us direction in our lives.
Right.
Amen. If you'd get me Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. I want you to see that this problem of going higher and further in God was not just for our generation, but it was in Bible times.
Yes.
Hebrews 5, verse 12 through 14.
But when for the time ye ought to be teachers,
yes,
ye have need that one teach you again,
mm-hmm,
which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the work of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
All right. Now keep your finger there. I want to go to Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 3. But in Hebrews chapter 5 and the reading that Pastor just read, the Hebrews, the Jewish people, they had gotten to a place where they had fallen back. They had gotten to a place where they did not understand the basics anymore. And Paul was admonishing them in Hebrews 6, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ,
yes,
let us go on unto perfection.
On unto perfection.
Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit.
Praise God. Now, isn't it just amazing this morning that we can become so accustomed to the wonderful truth that we would sit on the preacher and not understand the Word of God?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
There's something about the truth that is awesome. Praise God. There's something about the basics of the Word of God. And if you'll do a study into Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, you will find the basics of the church. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Somebody said, God bless Pastor. I'm putting him on the spot here this morning. Next time around, it'll be Micah. He's a good reader. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Well, praise God. Amen. That's a wonderful scripture.
Yes.
And we need to live according to that. We don't need to be a friend of the world. The Bible says if we are a friend of the world, we are the enemy of God.
Sure.
In other words, we're in darkness. But when the shadow gets smaller, it means that we're staying in the light and we are advancing to more light. And in our generation, there are many that are retreating into darkness while declaring at the same time that they're going further into light. And we have seen it with preachers that have left us and have gone to quote unquote more light. But folks, there's not any more light than what we have in the Word of God. Praise God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love these things, they are not in the love of the Father. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Well, praise God. We got to get along with one another.
All right.
Praise God.
Amen.
We got to forbear one another.
Right.
That word forbear simply means to put up with.
Amen.
Praise God. I may not like you, but I got to put up with you. You may not like me, but I got to put up with you. Right, Terry? Praise God. Amen. He's given me some amens back there. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth. Everybody said the breadth.
The breadth.
The length.
The length.
The depth.
The depth.
And the height.
And the height.
We got to have some things. We've got to have some things established in our life.
Yes.
If we're going to go further into the light.
Right.
It's more than just coming to church.
Right.
It's more than just finding a spot on the pew and parking ourselves there.
That's right.
but it is comprehending. There is a comprehension that is necessary. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. And so when we are walking with the Lord, when you're walking with God, the light gets brighter and brighter and brighter. But I want to talk about another shadow, and that is the shadow that gets bigger and bigger and bigger and darker and darker. The wise man said, the wicked are not so.
All right.
Amen. And I would like to say this morning that when we were born into this world, we were born with a measure of light.
Amen.
Praise God. We were born with a measure of light. We had great ideas and dreams. I remember when I was just a boy, it was almost magical, the future, and anything could be accomplished, and had dreams and ideas and great hope and belief in the future. But you know, time has a way of revealing where we really are.
That's right, yeah.
It has a way of revealing the direction that we're going in our life.
Yeah.
And as time advances without God, we make decisions that lead us into dark places. Amen. There's a lot of dark places in this world.
Yes, there is.
Right.
And I would just like to tell these young people that are here this morning, get close to your pastor and let him counsel you on decisions in your life.
Yes.
Don't get the idea just because you're a certain age that you can do anything you want to do. Amen. I guess I could say that for all of us here this morning. I've come to understand over the years that those that don't want to talk to the pastor have a reason they don't want to talk to the pastor. Because they know what they're getting ready to do isn't quite right. Amen. Because decisions will take you in a particular direction. See, it's not where you're at that's so important. It's the direction that you're headed. That is so very, very important. And in the way of the wicked, as we go from experience to experience, we just go down a little bit. Amen. I know I experienced that in my life. Our hope in the future starts to grow dim. Depression can enter into your life.
Yes.
You can look at your life and say, you know, what is there to it? And we have seen many, many commit suicide because of that lack of hope and darkness. And not only that, our faith and our ability becomes fainter as time goes by. And as we get closer to the darkness, the shadow of darkness grows as when the sun sets and you see the shadows growing on the ground. That's the way of the wicked, the way of those that are not walking with God. And suddenly we realize that we can't see where we're going, and we begin to stumble. For me, it was alcohol and drugs. For me, it was things in the world that were not right. Some of them were fun at times, but that fun turns around. I remember pastoring in New Bedford, Massachusetts, and I pastored a man, and I won't give you his name this morning, but he came to the Lord without anything. He didn't have two nickels to rub together. He was broke. He was without God, and he gave his life wholeheartedly to the Lord. And I'll tell you what, when you give your life wholeheartedly to the Lord, things start getting better in your life.
Amen.
Things got better and better in his life, and he started his own business. He had his own plumbing business. He had a nice home, a nice car, and then it wasn't very long, and he started getting critical and started looking at things in the wrong way. Did not respect the preaching of the Word of God. And it wasn't where he was at that was so important, but it was the direction that he was headed that was so very important. We had a worshiping church, and one service, everybody was worshiping. The power of God was in that service. And I looked where he was sitting, and he was sitting there with his arms crossed and his legs crossed, unmoved by the moving of the Spirit of God. And something gripped my heart, and I said, he's on his way out. But there was another person, and I won't use her name, but she was hooked on cocaine, alcohol, and at the age of 18, she had two children. There was no daddy in the home, and she didn't know what to do with her life. But somehow or somewhere, she got a hold of a Bible, and she started looking at her Bible, but she didn't understand. You see, she was in the darkness, but it was the direction that was so very, very important. And we had a ministry where we made phone calls, and she was praying in her heart, and she said, God, if you're real, send somebody to show me what the Bible says. And as soon as she prayed that prayer, the phone rang, our phone ministry rang, and she accepted a Bible study. You see, she was in the darkness, but she was headed towards the light.
All right, yes.
And the other individual was in the light, but was headed towards the darkness.
Right. Yeah.
It's not where you're at that's so very important. It's the direction that you're headed that's so very, very important. And she came into the church, was baptized, received the Holy Ghost, and he left the church, left his wife, left everything, and I don't know where he's at today, but they crisscrossed, they crossed each other.
Yeah.
Folks, that's not the will of God.
Right. Right.
Amen. A bad day in the church is better than a good day in the world. We got to stick with the program. Somebody ought to say amen to that. I know I'm not preaching like I would love to preach this morning, but I'm telling you what, it's the direction that you're headed. And thank God for a good pastor, amen, and a good direction for our church. It's not where we're at that's so very important, but it's the direction that we're headed. And we're headed in a good direction. I said we're headed in a good direction. Amen. And we ought to thank God every day for it. Praise the Lord. And as far as I know, the young lady is still in the church. I don't know exactly where she's at, but it is the direction that you're headed.
Yes.
Pastor, could you give me Isaiah chapter 38 and verse 5 through 8? And Brother Micah, would you give me 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10? I'm going to use you even without a microphone this morning. Isaiah 38, verses 5 through 8.
Go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years,
mm-hmm.
and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do these things that he hath spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees which is gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down.
Well, praise God. Our God is able to turn things backwards.
Yes, amen.
He's able to reverse situations.
Amen.
And Hezekiah was on his deathbed, and the Lord had told him to get his house in order. He was going to die, and he began to weep and pray unto the Lord, and the Lord heard his prayer. And to prove it, he turned the sundial back 10 degrees. The shadow went back 10 degrees. I don't know scientifically what exactly happened, but I think he probably stopped the rotation of the earth and moved it back 10 degrees and then started it again.
Amen.
Our God's a great God.
Amen.
He can stop the sun in the sky for a whole day if he wants to.
Right.
And he did in the Old Testament. 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10. Now read loud for us all.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Praise God. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
Which in time past were not a people, but we got into the right direction.
Right.
We headed in the right direction. We headed towards the light.
Yes.
Well, praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning.
Right.
And I know this is a little bit different, but God is in this here this morning.
Sure.
And I just really felt like praying about this this message this morning, that there would be someone here, and you've been questioning in your mind, what direction am I going in my life? And I've made decisions that I regret, and I think we've all done that. But what direction am I going? Where am I headed, and where am I going to end up when it's all over with? I just want to tell you in my humble way this morning that God wants to decrease the shadow in your life and increase the light of his direction for you.
Right.
One more scripture, Romans 9 and verse 30. If you could get that for me, Pastor. Romans 9 and verse 30.
What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have obtained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith.
Okay, so here's the Gentiles. Gentiles are people that are not Jews. That is us here this morning. We're Gentiles. And the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness, they were in the bar room, they were partying it down, they were going in their own direction, no hope without God in this world. But somehow or another, they attained to righteousness. They attained to favor with God. Now, how did that happen? They did it with faith. Now, read some more, please.
But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness.
Okay, so here is Israel, the people of God. They're in church. The Gentiles are out in the bar room. The Hebrews are in the synagogue. But they did not attain to the law of righteousness. They missed God. They missed their Messiah.
All right.
Now read a little bit further, please.
Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as if it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone.
Mm-hmm.
As it is written, behold, I lay in Sion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and to whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
Praise God. They stumbled at relationship. They stumbled at direction. And they were not headed in the right direction. And eventually the Gentiles crisscrossed with the Jews. The Gentiles were coming in. And the Jews were going out. I just want to ask somebody this morning, where are you in your life? Can we stand together right now? Can we stand together? You see, each and every one of us here today have a shadow in our lives. And the shadow is either diminishing, getting smaller and smaller, and the light's getting brighter and brighter, or the shadow in your life is growing longer, and you're finding yourself more and more in the darkness. We have an altar here this morning. We have a place to pray. And we have time to pray. What we just need simply is the desire to pray. It's all right to come to the altar every service. It's all right to seek after God with all of your heart. Amen. Because He is the light. And if we will seek Him, He can be found. Why don't you come to God this morning? Put it in His hand and commit yourself again. And say, Lord, I'm going to go higher. I'm going to go further. I'm going to reach out and seek the Lord because He can be found this morning. God bless you.